Nikki Haley says government being weaponized against conservatives following leaked tax form. By Joshua Klein on August 30, 2022. Following the leak of her Stand for America, SFA, advocacy group's tax returns, including its anonymous donor list, to the media, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley suggested that the government is being weaponized against conservatives in what she deemed an attack on all conservatives. Haley's remarks come after the Stand for America policy advocacy nonprofit's 2019 tax files, including its donor list, were leaked by Politico on Friday. The unredacted IRS filing, released by government watchdog documented and published by Politico, reportedly shows many of the GOP's biggest donors as well as a stamp from the New York Democratic Attorney General's charity office. Haley shared an image of the stamp, saying, "Liberal corruption strikes again." Though federal law makes it a crime to publish the names of donors to public policy organizations, Politico justified the publication of such details by claiming it was in the public interest and fully protected by the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. In response, Haley, who served as governor of South Carolina before heading to the UN under the Trump administration, announced her plans to file a lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James demanding an investigation into the matter. James, who has attempted to dissolve the NRA, has been accused in the past of allowing politics to shape her agenda and has called President Trump an illegitimate president as she ran on a platform of using the NYAG's office to remove him from office. In a statement to Breitbart News, Haley called the public leak a corrupt violation of the law that aimed to intimidate conservative donors. "This disclosure of a confidential tax return was clearly a corrupt violation of state and federal law to try to intimidate conservative donors," she said. "Liberals have always weaponized government against conservatives, and Republicans have been too nice for too long. We will make sure the buck stops here," she added. Haley's Stand for America PAC, founded in 2019 shortly after her departure from the Trump administration, aims to promote public policies that strengthen America's economy, culture, and national security. During an appearance on Fox News' Jesse Waters prime time on Monday, Haley argued that conservatives are constantly under similar attacks and must put an end to them. "Anytime there's a conservative group that hits a nerve with the liberal side of things, they go after them, and we're saying, no more," Haley said. "Conservatives have complained and whined for too long," she added, asserting, "we're going to fight back hard." Earlier this month, Haley slammed the corrupt UN for considering allowing Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, dubbed the Butcher of Tehran, to travel to New York to attend the United Nations' upcoming session as Iranian terrorists try to assassinate our officials on our soil. Last month, she accused U.S. unions of funding woke causes, such as the pushing of critical race theory and other radical social justice endeavors, while putting politics ahead of American workers. As a result, she called on American workers to stop standing for big business and big labor, wading into liberal activism and wasting their hard-earned money on wokeism. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.